Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Michelle, tell the truth. No playing around here. Do you have people in your life you can't let go of who are toxic and that can hurt you?
No.
Oh my gosh. Did you turn over a leaf?
I did.
Did you just sort of say no?
I did.
So when did that happen and why and what's going on here? I'm trying to understand.
It happened about 4 months ago. Best friend. Big problem. And that was it for me. I finally determined that toxic people are gone.
Okay. So we're detoxing here today. We want to understand this whole issue, seriously, of why you can't let go of toxic people that hurt you. And not only that, though, we have the author of the book on this topic. It's called The Human Magnet Syndrome, Why We Love People Who Hurt Us, for crying out loud. So we have with us Ross Rosenberg. Ross, welcome to Her Radio. Ross is fabulous. He is the owner and works in Clinical Care Consultants, a counseling center in the northern suburbs of Chicago. He's a licensed therapist who's also a certified addiction counselor and certified sex addiction therapist. He's been a psychotherapist since 1988, and trust me, he is considered one of the leading experts in codependency, sex and love addiction, and narcissistic and borderline personality disorders. Well, for crying out loud then, Ross.
That covers everybody.
I mean, that's just about everybody we know. No, seriously.
And or we don't want to know.
Oh my gosh, we got it. Okay, so Ross, welcome to Her. Now, it's time to detox. What is the human magnet syndrome? What is this?
Well, the human magnet syndrome, it became a title of a book that represented my work on trying to explain why certain type of people repeatedly make what seems like a wonderful soulmate choice in a relationship and ends up being a cellmate consequence. There's something about personality types where the caregiver, what I call the pathological caregiver or the codependent, always seems to fall in love almost reflexively with someone who is a care needer or a pathological care needer or a narcissist. And once I figured out these patterns in my own life, I was able to translate that to my work with my clients and then eventually write the book. We are magnetically drawn to opposite personality types, like a dance. The follower of a dance always is going to gravitate towards the leader. The codependent, the caregiver, always is going to be reflexively attracted to the care needer. And that is the pattern that is responsible for all of these dysfunctional relationships that start with a flourish of love and kindness and respect and end up with hurt and pain, especially for the codependent.
Boy, can I relate to that. All of that. I mean, completely, totally relate to that because I'm a caregiver and I attract care needers. This is amazing. I'm so happy that you're here doing this today. So tell us how do you define a pathological narcissist? Because I do believe that I've had a few of those in my life.
Well, actually, I married a few.
Wait a minute. What'd you say? You married a few? Oh my gosh.
Wait. One at a time.
I think I did too.
but it's interesting. As a psychotherapist, I was ashamed to admit that I had been divorced twice. Now I'm happily married and with
good
one
for
of the
you.
Loveliest woman I've ever met, and we've known each other for 10 years. But I didn't talk about my second divorce because of the shame I carried around. Because as a therapist, I should know this. And that shame put me on the path to figure this out. So to your question, what is a pathological narcissist? That is a group of psychological disorders that I believe constitute people who are severely narcissistic to the point where they harm others. And I include in that group someone with a narcissistic personality disorder, a borderline personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, or a sociopath, and a person who is an addict.
And ooh, those, there you go.
So I created a theory that actually specifies this, but I specifically use that term, pathological narcissist, to talk about these group of people. Because all of them share that core.
Right.
Well, so you know, now that we understand that a little bit, so why is it that the codependent narcissistic relationship is so resistant to breakups? I mean, doesn't somebody get a wake-up call here and say, I'm out of here? So what happens? Why is it so resistant?
Well, to answer that, let me quickly define codependency, because in my book, I actually redefine codependency in a way that can be summed up in 3 or 4 sentences, because codependency is this very broad and ill-defined concept. A codependent, according to my book, Demon Magnet Syndrome, is someone who within a relationship gives away love, respect, and care to others without getting it back in return, is upset about it, and stays in a relationship. That's it. That's the definition of codependency.
Perfect.
And so why does the codependent stay in these relationships? Actually, as I'm writing my second book, and it's also available on my YouTube channel, which you can find just by just typing in Ross Rosenberg. Codependency is actually a secondary problem that comes from childhood attachment trauma. If you were raised by a narcissistic parent and you learned to survive your narcissistic parent by learning how to make them happy, make them not mad, you became, as Alice Moore wrote in a few of her books, you became the trophy child. The child from which the narcissist derived happiness. So your whole early childhood point of view, or what I call your relationship template, is set early on that love equals taking care of others while ignoring your own needs. And if you ever try to get your needs met, you know you're going to be punished. So if you're a child and you grow up to an adult and have that relationship template embedded in your psyche, when you meet a narcissist, it's as if it's almost paradoxical. It feels familiar, and what is familiar feels safe. You know what to do in these relationships. Because of your low self-esteem and the psychological problems that are associated with codependency, healthy people make you uncomfortable. So the codependent falls in love with the sexy, bold, charismatic, domineering narcissist who becomes a reiteration of the same relationship they had as a child. And they feel powerless to get out of it, like they were powerless as a child to do anything.
Both Pam and I were raising our hands, by the way.
I know. We were going, let's see, narcissistic parent.
Yeah.
And we're kind of going to the care. You know, I bet a lot of women out there in her radio land are just raising their hands right along with us saying, yeah, been there, done that. Here's the question. What do you do? Ross, what do you do?
What do you do? Actually, that's why I'm writing my second book, and that's why my YouTube channel has become almost viral. I almost have like almost 2 million views. I have 6 or so videos where I'm actually explaining what to do while I'm writing my book. But what do you do in the most simplest form is you understand that codependency is the result of attachment trauma. And if you can't find a therapist that understands that codependency is not the problem itself to resolve, because you can talk for 5 years or more about why you shouldn't do it, but it won't change something that's deeply embedded unconsciously. So the therapy that I provide and I'm writing about now, it actually resolves codependency at its core, where the attachment trauma is. So it's very psychodynamic.
Okay. Well, you know something, Ross? I'm just going to have to give a shout out. Ross Rosenberg has been our guest to help us understand this whole issue of toxic people and why we're still hanging out with him. Please get out and go buy his book, The Human Magnet Syndrome, Why We Love People Who Hurt Us, for crying out loud. Thanks for being on her radio, Ross. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
And you can go to humanmagnetsyndrome.com and read more about Ross's work. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.